This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How did the winter weather affect the alfalfa fields? Our topic on this Producer Tuesday. Joining us to discuss, Dr. David Combs, professor at UW-Madison in the Department of Dairy Science. Dr. Combs, thank you for joining us as spring has sprung and alfalfa will be ready to harvest before you know it, huh?
Yes, it's hard to believe. Here in Wisconsin, I'm just looking at a snowstorm yesterday, but in about 6 weeks, we'll be out in the fields going to work at it.
When we look at this past winter, it seems there were a lot of headlines. Was this a normal winter?
I don't know if there is such a thing as a normal winter anymore, but we had our challenges this past year in Wisconsin. We had unseasonably warm weather early, and in terms of alfalfa, it brings up concerns about alfalfa actually breaking dormancy, and then we hit the infamous polar vortex, which really froze things up, and scattered in there we had rain and icing, so we've had all kinds of challenges this past year.
Like you say, we may not be done yet, huh?
Well, it's April. You never know what's happening here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we've heard the phrase, April showers brings May flowers, but the new line is April polar vortex brings... Well, what rhymes with that?
I don't know. It's a challenge.
Well, let's talk about your PDPW world-class webinar that is coming up tomorrow at noon Central. What are you going to focus on?
Well, I think it's, again, it's kind of reviewing notes. You know, this time of the year... pretty much in the Midwest, there's always pockets. I think we're concerned about how the alfalfa survived the winter. Just want to kind of quickly review, you know, my hat in my job here is primarily dairy nutrition and some applied agronomy, but I think we're going to start the webinar just talking a little bit about the risk factors, put alfalfa susceptible to winter kill, things like late harvest in the fall, poor fertility or less than optimal fertility, some of those sorts of things. The weather, how the weather in the wintertime may affect it. And then I think move into very quickly, you know, how to make a quick assessment and the decisions that dairy producers or alfalfa producers can make if they can diagnose the problem early and in terms of alternative crops and what to do if there is significant winter kill. So we're going to try to touch on a lot of different things.
Well, there's no question the dairy industry has been going through some economic challenges. Even though farmers are getting a lot more out of their cow, you mentioned alternative forages, perhaps, if those stands are damaged?
Right. You know, I think what we'll try to lead into, and I think the message I'll try to present is that, you know, alfalfa obviously is a tremendous crop for dairy cattle rations because it's a good source of protein and fiber and energy for dairy cattle. But if we damage that stand and decrease the yield of alfalfa, we quickly need to kind of think of alternative forages to kind of fill in for that gap as we lose the crop. So early in the game, if we can make the decision early that we've lost a yield, trying to get some decision making on, you know, can we bring in, take some of that ground out and put in corn silage? Should we try to thicken the stand up to try to get that stand to produce one more year of alfalfa grass mixture or something? And, you know, just what are the implications of that in terms of putting a diet together economically for dairy cattle?
Our thanks to Dr. David Combs for visiting with us today, professor at UW-Madison in the Department of Dairy Science. It's presenting a world-class webinar tomorrow on the impact of winter kill. It's not too late to sign up. 12 noon Central tomorrow. The price is $100 for PDPW members or $125 for non-members. And again, you can register at pdpw.org.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
A reminder for archive programs of Dairy Radio, just simply head to dairyradio.com and stay with this radio station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.